You can fish from a boat, or you can stand on shore, or you can use a pontoon with carpet on the floor. You can sit upon a dock or wait out to a...
Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. It's time to head to Port Hardy, the north end of Vancouver Island. That's where Chad Calder, the owner of Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, has kicked off his season, going after salmon, going after halibut, and going after lingcod and rockfish. Chad, great to have you on the air again.
Well, it's great to be here as always, John.
So I've been very curious about how the first trips have gone for this year. I understand they were beyond expectations.
Yeah, John. So we just started running our early charters, mostly for bottom fishing clients. But now, as of the last few days, we've really started keying in on our big king fishery. And it's staggering the amount of kings that we've encountered and the size. Yesterday, we actually boated a 35-pound king salmon. And that is the earliest I've ever caught a fish that big in our area.
That is a monstrous salmon any time of year, but especially, like you said, end of May, early June. That is just unheard of. I'm really glad to hear that the Chinook fishing is going well, because there's been a lot of concern about Chinook fishing up and down the Pacific coast, but so far so good, huh?
Yeah, so there has been some closures in certain areas. We fish in areas that are majority of the time not affected by any of the closures, i.e. almost daily our fishery is a two-day retention limit with a four-possession limit, which is the normal in anywhere in BC that hasn't been affected by the new restrictions.
That's not the new normal. It's good to hear you still have that, because it's hard to find a place anymore where you can actually keep two Chinook salmon. Plus, folks, you get to keep two silvers once those start coming in. Let's turn our attention to the bottom fish. How's the halibut fishing going so far?
Well, that was another great surprise for us, John. I shouldn't say surprise. It's just the actual size of the halibut seems to be a little bit bigger than last year. And we had no problem getting our one halibut each day and our limit of lingcod as well. It's just been a really, really good start to the season.
Everybody loves halibut. Everybody loves lingcod. You've got a bunch of rockfish out there, too, and it seems to me, having fished with you a couple of years now, the predominant species seems to be the quillback rockfish. Is that true?
Yeah, we get a lot of different species of rockfish every single day. So with copper rockfish, black rockfish, what everybody calls black bass, we get quillback, we get the China rockfish. We even get vermilion, which are incredibly good eating and large, similar to a yellow eye in size and just as good eating. So, I mean, yeah, we're just really fortunate to still be in an area that we get all those, you know, decent size catch limits and also a big variety.
Folks, Port Hardy, BC, and where Chad is fishing with Coastwide Sports Fishing is truly one of the few places this year where you can head somewhere and come back with an expectation of having a cooler full of fish. As you're probably aware, with the regulations we've got this year, it's probably not going to happen most places, but this is a true exception. Now, come August, the focus is going to change to big fish. I mean, I'm amazed you're already getting, you know, Chinook up to 35 pounds right now, but in August, you're going to be targeting big Chinook, big silvers. Do you have any openings left? I know I'm coming, I'm excited, but there's probably some others that want to come too.
Yeah, you're right, John. So majority of the time when we present our fishing packages to future clients, we don't sell them packages based on catching a Thai ESAT-sized king salmon over 30 pounds in June. Now, that's not to say that you may not encounter one in June. It's just we're not going to tell you that, you know, we're not going to sell you a package. Lots of fish in a 16 to 25-pound range. But a 35-pound fish is a monstrous fish. Now, in August, you're more likely to encounter, on average, one of those fish with us than you are in June. That's the basic difference between now and the bottom fishing really doesn't change, and the halibut fishery, lingcod, it's basically the same all the time, right through the whole summer.
One other thing, too, folks, the weather in August, usually pretty darn nice up there in northern Vancouver Island and in the ocean there. So if you are looking to go after some big salmon, I understand you've got, what, just a couple of openings left in August?
Yeah, so the August, we just have two dates left And it depends on the amount of boats. But right now we're looking at only one boat, one set of dates available for mid-August. And I think we have two boats available for a set of dates closer to the third week of August. But that's it.
And each boat fishes 2 to 3 people, correct?
That's correct. So our all-inclusive packages we have tailored to 2 on a boat or 3 on a boat.
And folks, as we've told you before, these trips with Chad Calder and Coastwide Sports Fishing, they are all-inclusive. You just get yourself up to Port Hardy, B.C. Take the ferry over from Vancouver to Nanaimo. Make the run up to Port Hardy. You're going to have a hotel that's right on the water that steps away from the marina where you're going to board your boat. Breakfast and lunch taken care of on the boat. You get a diner's card for dinner every night. Eat at your choice of restaurants in town, and all the fish processing completely taken care of for you. So all you have to do is load up your fish at the end. You've got your customs paperwork. Everything is taken care of. And best of all, it's for a great price, especially with the exchange rate the way it is right now. And speaking of that exchange rate, Chad, how good is it right now? I think this year it's kind of in our favor down in the States, isn't it?
It is. So we advertise our packages, of course, John, in Canadian funds. So anytime somebody books with us that is in from the U.S., say Washington, Oregon, Utah, Montana, any of those places, you save on the exchange rate. And right now it's around 25%. So it's a massive savings for people that want to come and fish with us from the U.S.
Not only that, folks, if you take a look at this operation versus fly-in operations in BC, this one, much more cost-effective because Chad doesn't have the overhead that those other lodge operators do. And if you compare this trip to an Alaskan trip, boy, oh boy, you're looking at about half the price with just as good or better fishing. So definitely want to take advantage of this, especially right now with the exchange rate the way it is. Place to find out more, coastwidesportsfishing.com. That's coastwidesports with an S, fishing.com. If you want to go after some big salmon, there are just a couple of slots left. Do you have any other slots open June, July timeframe?
We do, John. We have a few dates open still, believe it or not, in mid-June. We had a client actually move some of their dates to July last month. So we do have a couple of dates. Spectacular time to fish. Once again, I can't promise anybody's going to catch a 35 or 40 pound fish, but lots of kings at that time of year, a ton of kings.
Well, you heard what Chad had to say. There are openings available. There's some open right now, and the website to go to is coastwidesportsfishing.com. Again, coastwidesportsfishing.com. I know several of our listeners have booked trips with you, including longtime listener Bill McGraw that's coming up in a couple of weeks to fish with you. And you can do the same, folks. Just go to coastwidesportsfishing.com. Book a trip and come home with a whole bunch of fish. Thanks as always, Chad.
Yeah, thanks, John. And yeah, give us a call anytime.
Quality and affordable fishing adventure is waiting for you off Vancouver Island with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. Located in Port Hardy, British Columbia, you can drive or fly to your all-inclusive guided fishing vacation. Whether you're after big salmon, hard-fighting halibut, or a cooler full of red snapper and ling cod, you can catch it all here. Better yet, your lodging, meals, and fish processing are all taken care of. Want one more reason to go? The price. With the Canadian dollar exchange rate where it is right now, your U.S. dollar goes further. Space is limited, so go to coastwidesportsfishing.com to book your trip. That's Coastwide Sports Fishing. Fishing.com for an incredible BC fishing adventure.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after. Whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse. America's premier outfitter.